10-3, JMU on top of Sam Houston. The Dukes kicking off. Connor Madden to kick off for the second time today. Ramon Jefferson back deep, as well as number 21, it's Cameron Alexander. And again, the wind is very active here today. It's hot, it's humid, it's about 85 degrees with 85% humidity and a gusty wind that is blowing right to left right now. So Madden will have the wind at his back as he puts the right foot to the ball. And it's going to go out of the back of the end zone. So the offense for Sam Houston will start first and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
Well, for JMU, they go 3 minutes off the scoreboard clock even. 3 minutes even. 71 yards. I've started the 29. 7 plays. The 1-yard run on fourth down by Cole Johnson, assisted by Percy Ajayi-Obese.
Sure.
Into the end zone. And for Cole Johnson on the season, that is touchdown. How many there, David? Let's see. Second touchdown of the season on the ground.
First and 10 for Sam Houston, they're on 25. Schmidt has Jefferson to his right, waving his arms. Finally claps his hands, takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws out, and it's caught at the 35. Nice move as Torres Carroll fell down. Wayne Davis has to come over and make the tackle at the 45. First down, Sam Houston. As on to catch DeQuez Ezard.
Well, Ezard stopped and made a quick move, and Torres got his foot hung in the turf and went down. Good cover up by Wayne Davis in the secondary for JMU.
No huddle here. Empty backfield. 4 receivers to the right side. That's the short side of the field for Sam Houston.
20-yard gain.
Now Jefferson goes into the backfield to the left of Eric Schmidt, the redshirt junior quarterback. Hand off to Jefferson. Dances to the right side and gets hit and slung forward for about 2 yards up near the 47 of Sam Houston. Second down for the Bearcats.
Sam Houston up front. 345-pound left tackle, 340-pound left guard, 290 at center, 305 at right guard, 300 at right tackle. They are loaded up front.
They averaged 316 across the front.
They went trap inside, and the Dukes shut it down.
Second and 8, 3 receivers short right, 1 to the left side. Schmid claps his hands, takes a low snap, looks to pass, pressure, fires out pass, caught by Crest. He makes a nice move, gets by Carroll, and finally drugged down by Wayne Davis again. Inside the JMU 35 at the 34-yard line.
Another gain of about 18 yards on that play. One-on-one coverage. Torres is backed off of him. The Dukes came blitz. They tried to get their hands up to distract the view of the quarterback. Could not.
Sam Houston on the move inside JMU territory for the fourth time here in the first half. 10-3 JMU, 4:55 to play first half. Ezard goes to the left side. He's going to be split out there with Chandler Harbin. One receiver to the right. First and 10, Sam Houston for the Dukes, 34. Schmid steps up and changes the play. Play clock's at 8. They're going to have to hurry. Schmid directing traffic a bit. Play clock at 4, takes the snap. Hands off and nothing doing. The Dukes absorb the running back at the 44-yard line.
Diamante
on the carry
Tucker.
That time was Jackson.
Diamante Tucker-Dorsey almost took the handoff in the backfield. He got in there so quick.
Kyron Jackson, was in for Sam Houston.
And in on a few plays in this first half, kind of an interesting call. We haven't seen a whole lot of number 6 for them, Noah Smith.
Second down and 11 for the Bearcats from the Dukes 35. Schmid with 2 receivers to each side. Waving his arms again, finally claps his hands, takes a low snap, looking left. Pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, got some room now, floats back. Looks like he's trying to get rid of the football, and finally just gets knocked out of bounds by Kelvin Azanima, and Azanima may have hurt himself. No, he comes up okay.
He ran across that track, and I think it kind of slipped up just a little bit as he got off the turf. We said there's about an 8 or 9-lane track that runs around this playing surface.
But that was ran out of bounds at the 44, so no gain, 3rd and 12.
That's the kind of Schmid play we talked about as he extended that play like Brian Schuer did for JMU.
But the Dukes contained him, and he had nobody to throw to and nowhere to run. 3rd down and 12 from the JMU 36. The Dukes lead at 10-3, 3:25 to play in the first half. Pistol formation, Schmid, play action. Is going to be hit, shakes out of it, and hit again as he throws the ball. Is going to be short, but he got crunched.
Mateo Jackson burst through there, had lined him up, and he dropped a shoulder, did the quarterback, and Mateo went right over top of him, slowed him down. And then MJ Hampton, who also came hard inside on the blitz, was able to distract it. He underthrew his receiver in the far left side of the – and it's fourth down, and – what do you do here?
Well, they're lining up to punt. Schmid was hit hard. He's got a soft tissue injury in one of his shoulders. it's around the shoulder, the front of the chest, down around the back. He got up slowly. We'll keep an eye on him as they're right underneath us. He's favoring that left arm a little bit.
Funny place to punt.
Punting situation. They do get off the punt. High end of a run. Jack Shrubba calling for the fair catch and secures it at the 11-yard line. Big defensive stand for the Dukes, who given up the big play and had Sam Houston on their side of the field trying to knock on the door, but the Dukes, again, forcing another punt.
We talked about trunk plays last night in our planning, or chunk plays by Sam Houston. They had two 20-yard-plus gains in that drive there to put the ball in, but when they got down close inside the 30, the Dukes defense came up big with a series of blitzes to kind of change the complexion of this ball game.
10-3, JMU leading, 3:13 to play first half. JMU on their own 11-yard line. What you want to do is drive down the field and get points here right before halftime. Take the final 3:13 off the clock, but you got a lot of ground to make up starting at your own 11. Percy Ajay-Obese in the backfield to the left of Cole Johnson. Johnson says Josh Sims in motion. Play action. Cole looking to pass. Has some time and throws out, and it's going to be caught by Antoine Wells across the 20 at the 21 for the Urgies Cheese Steak first down.
Boy, laying across. Again, they ran a drag pattern 10 yards deep as Antoine Wells Jr. was on the near side, crossed all the way across the field. Cole Johnson had enough time.
The Dukes going hurry up here. Johnson in a shotgun, gives to Percy off the left side, spinning out of a tackle, running up the middle, crosses the 25, gets up across the 30 to the 31-yard line, and should have enough for the Urgies Cheesesteak first down, and does.
Man, that is tough running inside, my friend. There was mass humanity.
And the spin move he made, and he told us he didn't have dancing in his background,
That's right.
He played soccer before, so he was very familiar with how to move his feet. 2:40 and counting here before halftime. The Dukes in front 10-3. First and 10, JMU at their own 32-yard line. Johnson gives to Percy Ajay-Obese, runs through some tackles, breaks one, hobbles across the 40 and hops down around the 42-yard line, and it's just enough for another Urgies Cheesesteak first down.
I tell you, this offensive line is eating right now, boys and girls. This JMU offensive line is getting into these orange shirts, and we're going to watch the body language of the defensive lineman here as this drive unfolds.
They're going no huddle. Quick snap to Johnson, looking to pass, has time going deep down the field. And the ball, and it should be pass interference, and it is. Antoine Wells was turning to find the ball, and the defensive back just bear hugged him.
You know, I think Antoine Wells baited that cornerback into that. I think he saw the ball. The cornerback did not. He saw the ball was going to be overthrown. He held up for a half second there as if to kind of play it, like he was going to come back and catch it. And then he started to accelerate towards the ball, and the cornerback, all he knows to do is read your body language.
But that allows Sam Houston to get some substitutions in. Antoine Wells is breathing heavy. Kendall Dean's going to come in and replace him. So the Dukes have it at the Sam Houston 43-yard line. First and 10, 2:17 to play before halftime. The Dukes with a 10-3 lead.
About time for Kendall to catch one. It's been a little bit of while, and he's got a lot of real estate where he's lined up.
Kendall Dean and Josh Sims split wide left. A lot of speed out to the left for the Dukes. Scott Bracey to the right. Juwan Hamilton in at running back for JMU on a very hot, humid day here in Texas. First and 10 for the Dukes. For the Sam Houston 43 play action. Cole Johnson in some trouble. Hit, throws. Noah Turner makes the catch. Rumbles at the 35, the 30, across the 25, inside the 20, inside the 15, still on his feet, inside the 10, inside the 5, down at the 1-yard line.
Looking for that first touchdown of the year he was, and Noah Turner's third catch. The Dukes ran a drag right. They ran everybody to the left side, and he was wide open in the flat, and a young man was picking up and putting him down.
The Dukes are going in a hurry. First and goal from the 1-yard line. Johnson hands it off. Ajay-Obese tackle back at the 4. Loss on the play. It'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line for the Dukes.
Blitzing linebacker Trevor Williams got in low.
Well, they couldn't get Turner out because if he substituted out, Sam Houston could sub in. They were trying to get in there quickly. So second and goal from the 4-yard line for the Dukes. But Turner, what a terrific, not only just the run, but getting out of tackles.
Minute 36 left to go in the half.
The Dukes in front 10-3, second and goal from the 4. Cole Johnson claps his hands. Play action, throws across the middle, and it's caught by Antoine Wells for the touchdown, JMU.
Quick slant inside, the 27th reception of the year and the 6th touchdown of the year for the fantastic freshman.
And the Dukes in the first half are a point after away, hitting the mark that Sam Houston allows per game in points at 17. The purple and gold streamers are flying across the way.
I tell you what, that offensive line in that drive, and we'll talk more about it in a minute, but that was some angry runs, and the offensive line complimented it.
Well, I got something else to add to that, too. Point after, Ethan Rackey, as Kyle Davis snaps to Alex Miller. Kick is on its way. It is good. And the Dukes extend the lead 17-3, 1:26 to play here in this first half of action. Antoine Wells, maybe a freshman, but he is a grown man on the football field. The defensive back was all over him, and Wells snatched the ball out of the air with both hands like Charles Barkley used to grab rebounds. He was not giving up that ball.
That was on the touchdown catch, and I still believe he baited this line cornerback over here into making that foul and threw his hands up as if he'd been interfered with to be sure.
He added to it.
You're right. He added that little bit to it. And what a drive by your JMU Dukes in this ballgame.
Well, we're trying to see whether we're taking a timeout. The Dukes are huddled up. The Bearcats were huddled. Now Sam Houston's coming on the field, so no timeout on the field. Let's get a scoring drive summary.
My favorite thing to do, my friend. Six plays, 89 yards by JMU. Used only 1 minute, 47 seconds on the scoreboard clock. This tough four-yard touchdown pass to Antoine Wells, Jr. from Cole Johnson. Extra point by Mr. Automatic, Ethan Radke, and the Dukes are mounting a bit of a lead here.
Now, the thing is, Sam Houston can score quickly and in bunches as well. So the Dukes defense is really going to be put to the test here before the end of the first half. Madden's kick, high, deep, out of the back of the end zone. I'm not sure if it didn't leave the state of Texas. They're going to find that ball. So
I think somebody's running away with the ball down there.
The Bearcats will start first and 10 at their own 25. Each team has two timeouts remaining. There's 1:26 left to play in the first half. Now, Sam Houston gets the football to begin the second half. So a stop here by the Dukes is huge.
Just not allowing long plays, a quick strike, anything defensively to keep Sam Houston in front of you here in this final minute 26.
James Carpenter, Mike Green playing inside, Mike Wilcox, and Abby Nabuku-Okonje playing outside of the front four for the Dukes. Eric Schmid, three receivers to the right, looks to pass pressure, hit as he throws, ball is underthrown and incomplete, shooting for Ezard, just shy of the 35-yard line, but the pressure coming on Schmid was intense.
Ezard had driven down, turned up about 8 yards down the field, turned around, and the ball short-hopped him.
So second and 10, Sam Houston, 1:22 to play first half. The Dukes have a 17-3 lead.
Schmid is now 6 of 15 on the afternoon.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Schmid. He's got a running back to his left as well. Schmid waving his arms, slaps his hands, takes the snap, looking to his right. Now steps up in the pocket, throws, and it's still incomplete as Crest juggled it and dropped it.
Crossing pattern over the middle, and he wanted to turn upfield really quick.
And he had room.
You could see his helmet, his eyes turn as the ball arrived in his hands, and it just skipped off his hands. I don't think it would have been a huge game, but he was open, as you described.
Neither team loving third down today. The Dukes are 1 of 8. Sam Houston, 1 of 6.
Now the Dukes can think about their timeouts here. If indeed this third down play is not successful, 3rd and 10.
The Dukes spreading out the front four with some wide gaps. 3 to the left, 1 to the right receiver-wise for Sam Houston. Schmid claps his hands, looks to throw. In some trouble, dancing around in the pocket, rolls to his left, got plenty of room. Coxon fires the ball, and it's intercepted. Did he come down with it inbounds? Let's see.
Could be Greg Ross.
Let's see. The officials are looking across the way. The Dukes are celebrating, but no sign yet.
The ball is loose on the field.
I think JB picked that one off.
Greg Ross came sprinting up the side, timed it well, went right into the JMU bench.
Wow, what a terrific play by Ross.
I tell you what, he gets his first career interception.
As a JMU Duke.
The young man at Temple, out of Temple Hills, Maryland.
I don't think he had any at Carolina either, to be honest with you.
He played a lot of ball there, but this may be his first career one.
So the Dukes take over at their own 49-yard line with 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining with a 17-3 lead.
Two timeouts.
So JMU is going to send two receivers to each side of the formation. Cole Johnson takes the shot, gets snap, looks to throw, throws deep down the field, and Antoine Wells makes a terrific catch, falling down at the 15-yard line, went up and over the defensive back and said, give me that ball.
Boy, he turned back into his quarterback, and he had a man in his shirt. The cornerback was running stride for stride. He took it away from him. The cornerback never saw it, David.
1 minute to play. That stops the clock while they move the chains. The team beats the chains down the field. The Dukes are going to substitute some bodies in, so Sam Houston can too if they want to.
36 yards on that completion strike. And the Dukes want to do this because they've got the wind at their back.
Absolutely. 49 seconds now as they started the clock and then stopped it. First and 10 for JMU from the 15-yard line. A running back to either side of Cole Johnson. Takes the snap, looks to pass, has time, throws toward the end zone for Wells. and he can't make the catch in the back of the end zone.
Ran out of room in the back corner of the end zone. Good-looking pass, though. It was close to being on target, and Wells is winded, goes to the sideline. And on that play, Jahari Kay had to come out of the ball game. He was winded so much, he came out right down before that third down play. He's the big defensive tackle. He's the man with six sacks and 12 tackles for loss in this season for Sam Houston, plus an interception. He does it all.
29 seconds remaining first half. The Dukes in front 17-3, but are inside the Shenandoah Valley Airport red zone at the 15. Second down and 10, JMU. Bracy wide right. Thornton and Sims to the left. Cole Johnson in the shotgun, claps his hands. Gives to Percy Ajay. Obese trying to run to the right side. And finally breaks the tackle, breaks out of another, spins across the 10-yard line, gets pushed down to around the 7. The clock continues to move. The Dukes are going to have to take a timeout, and they do, stopping the clock with 18 seconds.
There was nowhere to go. There was absolutely nowhere to run for to the short side of the field in mayhem. Somehow Percy gets an 8-yard gain out of that play. And let's look at his numbers here in the first half. For he has now 14 carries. They haven't up the total yet. He had 48 yards before that last one, only averaging 3.7. But we've seen angry runs in the last few possessions with this O-line.
The Dukes, now let's take away the first two possessions because, quite honestly, they weren't very good.
You
JMU, 270 yards of offense right now. 270. Sam Houston State customarily gives up 347 per game.
And this started late in the first quarter. This started late in the first quarter. In the second quarter, once it ticked down, it was all Dukes.
Exactly. The Dukes want to punch it in here. Third down and two. 15 seconds on the clock, third and two for the Dukes from the Sam Houston 7-yard line. Cole Johnson in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolling to his left, looks to throw back toward the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Clayton Cheetah makes the catch with 10 seconds remaining in the first half of play. The Dukes add six more.
Well, what a play call, because the play was designed to go left initially with two receivers over there. Cole looked like he wanted to go there, but he knew he had Clayton on the backside of that, and he turned.
Where we seen that before? Sam Houston did it.
That's right, on film.
Sam Houston has done it before.
With their tight ends?
They would roll Schmidt back and throw across.
North Dakota
did it as well.
So Clayton Cheatham.
Wow.
Catches touchdown number two on the season.
23-3 now. Racky on for the point after. The kick is on its way off the snap of Kyle Davis and the hold of Alex Miller. And the Dukes have a 24-3 lead with 10 seconds remaining in this first half of play.
Well, they took over with a minute 26 left to go in this quarter after getting that as the Dukes go. Four plays, Dave, 51 yards. They use 58 seconds with that timeout. Clayton Cheatham, second touchdown of the season. A 7-yard strike to the right corner of the end zone. And Clayton had driven forward, got this man off his back, turned to the outside.
And Cole, wide open.
And Cole's confidence since this early beginning is starting to go really sky high at this point. He's really confident in how he's stepping. He's seeing things much better. And this defense for Sam Houston has been put back on their heels because they've been gashed by the run in those second quarter actions.
And think back to Sam Houston. Two passes to open receivers in open field that they dropped on that last series to allow the Dukes to get the football back. Because Sam Houston gets the ball coming out of the locker room. So those two drop passes put them behind the chains.
Pressure by the defensive
Absolutely.
Front has caused play. One down here on a crucial play. One here in front of us at the 50-yard line as well.
A lot of football still to be played. Connor Madden going to kick it off. And it's going to go out of the back of the end zone again. 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Sam Houston starts first and 10 at their own 25, but the Dukes have a 24-3 lead. Now, don't think this game is in control by any stretch of the imagination. This is a Bearcats team that put up 60-plus twice this year.
And they can do it in a hurry.
They score. They can score
bunches.
In bunches. They can score quickly.
What do we say? Their second quarter and third quarter scoring, are there two
They scored over 100 points in the second quarter alone this year.
Right.
The second and third has been their most successful quarters. They're going to take a knee, are the Bearcats.
Looks like it anyway.
Schmidt takes the snap and takes the knee, and we go to the halftime locker room. 24-3, JMU on top of Sam Houston. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back and have more on the halftime show. Again, the Dukes lead 24-3 on the Glo Fiber Broadcast Network.